Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Oh, Gideon, you valiant warrior, you're not so valiant now. I'm calling Gideon the least of them, because he's really not a brave man, but a simple man, called on by God, whom just reduced his army to a handful of men. So what's next? God has whittled Gideon's 32,000-man army down to just 300 men, which is nothing against this mighty army that has filled the valley with troops. With this confidence lacking, God has recommended he go on a spy mission into the enemy camp to gather additional information. Gideon recruited his personal servant to go with him on this very dangerous mission. Their target was an army outpost at the edge of the enemy encampment. The Midianites and the Amalekites were in the valley that stretched for quite a long distance, and they were like locusts covering the land. They had camels that were so numerous, they could not be counted. As they approached the outpost, Gideon could hear the men talking in their tent. "I had a dream. I mean, it was more like a vision than a dream. It was so real. I saw a loaf of barley bread coming tumbling down from the hills into our camp. The loaf was moving so big and moving so fast. When it hit our tents, they all went flying in the air and landed upside down flat. What do you think it all means?"
"Are you crazy? This is the judgment against us. This is Gideon's sword striking our camp and destroying all of us. We don't stand a chance against Gideon and his God."
This is all Gideon needed to hear. He now knew God was with them, and the time to strike was now. It sounds like the enemy has the fear of God in them. Not only was Gideon able to sneak into their camp unharmed, but he got to hear how God is putting fear into their hearts. He's ready to be that valiant warrior, the angel called him. Next is the attack. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.